This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of important medical information and discovery. This is Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. I'm Doug Steffen to keep things sort of moving along in terms of questions, the focus, the studies, the research that Ken and others are doing, bring you up to date on the cardiological world, because Ken is one of the country's top cardiologists, but also other things that he's come across in reading the medical journals. I've sort of made a decision. I kind of want to wait and do the COVID stuff at the end of the hour instead of at the beginning of the hour. What do you think? It's no longer the most important thing. It is important, and people need to know things about COVID, but do we need to make it the first thing we talk about, which would imply that it is the most important thing happening medically? I'll let you make that judgment, Ken.
We can move on. We've got to learn to live with it, so let's learn to live with it. We'll make it at the bottom of the line.
All right. So let's top at the top of the talk list. As far as medical health talk is concerned, is a focus on meditation. I was reading something about meditation in water today, but I noticed that there also is a study of meditation and what it does to your gut. If you are a practitioner, the GAPS practitioners that are around the country would probably embrace this. So let's go to Tibet for this information, Ken.
Well, Tibetan monks, they're known for many things, and one thing that they're known for is the severity and duration of how hard they meditate. Right, Doug?
Right.
And what's learned in Tibetan monks who have meditated at an intense level for a significantly long time, their gut flora looks different than the rest of us, than their neighbors even. And what was discovered and published just recently this week in General Psychiatry is that they have the gut flora that resembles those who have less heart disease, less anxiety, and less depression. So it seems like their efforts at deep and long-term meditation seem to change the flora, the bugs in their gut, the good ones that we all need to have good health. So meditation seems to have this effect on the body, and it's a good one.
So in the best case scenario, it's not likely we're going to live like the Tibetan monks, but what can we do? What do you think can be done here, practically speaking, that will kind of enhance people and the health of their gut, because we have so many challenges now because of all the lousy food that we are exposed to and many of us eat?
Well, I think it's more of a matter of how you live your lifestyle. I think that you know, trying to eat a healthy life, eat a healthy diet, but also just trying to live a stress-lowering lifestyle. I think that's the lesson that we take from the monks, you know, just taking time to unwind and get the steam out of our ears and live a less stressful life. This is so important for lowering the risk of heart disease, of cancer, of strokes, all of the main killers, getting a stress-lowering life is so important.
Very important. Get the stress out of your life. Okay. Next item of interest here. This is coupled with an announcement this week from the government of Mexico, which has imposed one of the strictest anti-smoking laws in the world. You wonder why this isn't done in America. The new law basically is called the Law for Tobacco Control Reform, in effect already, that bans promotion, advertising, sponsorship of any tobacco products, the use of e-cigarettes, that sort of thing. It's a blanket ban that extends to all federal and state tobacco control laws. Changes everything. It was first enacted, some of it enacted 2008, and now it is more a focus. And one of the problems they have in Mexico, as we do here, is COPD, brought about because of all of the cancer and all of the other things, lung diseases, emphysema, from smoking. So now I see something about surgery and people who are undergoing certain kinds of surgery who have COPD issues. What's the story?
Well, COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or emphysema, most of it is caused by smoking. And let me just pile on a few bits that you mentioned about smoking. You know, if you want to lose 11 years of your life, you know what the easiest way of doing it is?
Puff away.
Exactly, smoking cigarettes. And also, we're so concerned about deaths from guns, and we're concerned about that. And I guess about 20,000 Americans die from the use of guns a year. But you know, twice as many, 40,000, die from secondhand smoke.
Yep.
So secondhand smoke is killing twice as many Americans a year than all the handguns in America per year.
Pretty amazing, isn't it? Huh? And we still subsidize tobacco farmers.
Well, and so with a little bit of background, if we still have a moment,
yeah,
we can talk about the medical news this week from the Canadian Medical Association Journal, is that if one's undergoing major surgery, this significantly raises the death risk of major surgery in people who have COPD. And people who have COPD or emphysema, their costs postoperatively are much higher than the rest of us. So the cost to care for people to recuperate from major surgery, not only do you put yourself at higher risk of death, you also put yourself at much higher risk of spending a lot more money postoperatively. And I think that anybody who is a big-time smoker and has emphysema, the risks of major surgery have to be considered. All the rest of the risks have to be reduced. And this has to be fully discussed with the patient so patients understand the risk that they're getting themselves into. And more importantly, the way not to get into this state, obviously, is to not start smoking. And if you smoke, stop or ask for help to stop.
Lots of different ways of getting help used. But if you're really addicted, like my mother was, and she, the person that I took care of the last year of her life, she lived to be 50. That was it. The last 10 years of her life were miserable. She started smoking when she was 17 because she thought it was the thing young girls did. And so from that point to the rest of her life, she was so addicted that she smoked on the last day of her life under oxygen, just as she was 85 pounds of skin and bones. And that's kind of stuff that we're talking about here. And still, as I said before, the tobacco companies, what an outrage, are still getting subsidies. Tobacco growers are getting subsidies. It's gross negligence on the part of the government. And why we put up with it is a very good question. Continuing on, Dr. Cannon and Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health. Here's for the weight loss folks. You're at it, right? You're doing a good job. You've lost an inch already. Maybe you've lost a couple of pounds already. Calitrin, America's number one way to lose weight, the simple way, the non-toxic way, and the way to keep it off, guaranteed or your money back. That's why people choose Calitrin, because they know it's been around for 25 years. They know there are no hidden fees or recurring plans. You don't get schnookered into giving them your credit card, and then before you know it, more stuff arrives that you didn't want, didn't need. It is so safe, no gluten in it. It's collagen protein, digestive enzymes, aloe vera. Those are the ingredients. These ingredients in Calitrin will break down protein and increase the available amino acids. Does that sound too technical? All you want to know is that it works, right? Go to toploss.com. Take advantage of the fact that you can connect with a counselor that will help you through the process. They're very supportive, very helpful, and it's a good positive way for you to have a positive image of yourself when you look in the mirror. 4 months free. The current program is we are starting off the new year right. Get on it. Utilize the collagen, protein, and calitrin to rebuild your body. Check it out. Click on toploss.com. The stories of people who have been successful. Check out using the Doug code so you get free shipping and access to these 4 free months. That's Calitrin, the national, natural, well, it is national. Nationally, it's being used as the natural way to successful pound lossage, ince lossage. Lose that weight. Calitrin at toploss.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health this weekend. This is something that really intrigues me because we've been talking, as much as we put COVID sort of on the back burner for now, one of the things that was a problem with COVID, people reporting loss of smell. But apparently it can be associated with other things, not just COVID, right, Ken?
Yes, exactly. Especially the original variant was one of the symptoms, was especially this loss of smell. But we learned this week in the Journal of Gerontology, Doug, that loss of smell in general seems to demonstrate frailty in older adults. And I think that maybe out of COVID, but in general, your primary care doctor is going to be starting to check, especially as you get older, your sense of smell. They check your, when you go to the primary care doctor and get your physical, they'll check your eyesight, they'll check your hearing. And I think as you get older, they're going to start checking your smell because it seems like loss of it is more associated with frailty as you get older. And maybe that's the time to really start the caution to avoid that fall.
Yep, that's important to do. Remember, Dr. Ken is at your service at Lake Cardiology. Dial up his staff at 352-735-1400 for an appointment in the office down in Florida or telemedicine, the Zoom connection. Lots of people get lots of great results having their conversation. You obviously have a question. Let's get an answer from Dr. Ken at 352-735-1400. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health. We continue in a matter of moments.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Let's move back into the info zone from Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen here going through lots of the research. Okay, so the folks, you're a cardiologist. Do you deal with people that have high blood pressure all the time? It's one of the major killers that we unfortunately have in our world. Humans have high blood pressure. They contribute to it by eating wrong, all kinds of things, stress, anxiety. So what's the fix here to people who have high blood pressure problems?
What's the fix in general?
Yeah. Well, when the antidote, if you will, to have, if you don't want to take blood pressure medicine, then what do you do? A lot of people don't want to take the statin stuff. I didn't want to take it. That's not necessarily for high blood pressure, but yeah, cholesterol.
No, I don't know why you're afraid of statins. The only severe side effect of statins is that they take away the work from the undertaker. But
no, the side effect that I had when I had it, and I said this to you, what was distressing to me was the cramps that I was having. We went from one to another to like three or four different statins. They all produced unbelievable cramps with me, and I just wasn't sleeping.
There is a small fraction of people who do have severe cramps with the statins, and 9 out of 10 of them, if you take CoQ10, 100 milligrams, it gets rid of them, but I guess that didn't work for you.
I still take CoQ10, frankly,
right,
because I think it's good for you, but it didn't help me in that department. All right, so let's talk
about
what...
There is a small fraction, but that's cholesterol. You brought up blood pressure, and I love to start with lifestyle changes, first line, step one for treating high blood pressure, but there are a fraction of people who don't respond adequately. But most importantly, staying away from salt. Anyone with high blood pressure should not own a salt shaker and should look for foods that have low sodium in them. Getting down to ideal body weight. You lose 10 pounds, I guarantee your blood pressure will go down. And that's a big factor. Mental stress reduction. We talked about that before. Also, getting enough sleep. Getting 7 hours of sleep. This is such a big deal for everybody. If you have sleep apnea, untreated sleep apnea will cause high blood pressure. That's a big item. Once the doctor tells you it's okay, getting into a good aerobic exercise program. Also, another lifestyle issue that will help get your blood pressure under control. So for many people, and also the mental stress, that has to get under control to get the blood pressure under control. So I think I covered most of the lifestyle changes that you need to make to get your blood pressure under control. And you need to check it at home when you've been resting for at least 5 to 10 minutes. Your mental stress and your physical stress are gone because blood pressure is so reactive and you have to control for that. You don't want to measure reactive high blood pressure. And if you don't get the mental stress and the physical stress totally under control, you'll get a reactive number. And that's why you need to do this yourself at home with a calibrated device. And that's how you get your baseline blood pressure. So for many, lifestyle changes don't adequately work. They're important, and then you have to start medication because high blood pressure out of control just leads to horrible things, heart attacks, strokes, problems from head to toe, your eyes, your kidneys, your everything. Sexual performance, all affected by circulation problems.
And one of the things that happened, I had my physical this week, my regular physical with my northern doctor, and when I went into the office, my blood pressure was 130 over 70. It's usually 110 over 70. I sat still for 4 minutes, and it went right down to 110. So that's exactly what you're talking about. All right, so there's the blood pressure situation. Coming up to the bottom of the hour, Dr. Ken continues for another half hour here on Good Day Health.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A prison break in Missouri.
A manhunt is underway in Missouri for 5 escaped inmates, including 3 sex offenders. They broke out of prison south of St. Louis earlier this week. Michelle Beasley lives across the street from the detention center in Farmington, Missouri.
My daughters have been through a number of things, and I just, it's scary. That's scary that they're out here on the streets again.
The inmates stole a gray 2009 Scion TC with Missouri temporary tags. I'm Lance Pry.
One of the 5, Michael Wilkins, arrested about 70 miles south of the prison. Authorities may finally have a motive in the killings of 4 college students in Idaho. And Regal Cinemas closing 39 more movie theaters across the USA. That decision coming 4 months after its parent company filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Corey Myers, USA News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s. And less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-888-201-7060. And you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7060. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7060 now to secure your $10 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7060.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
With Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to have my friend Ken here from Lake Cardiology down in Montura, Florida, to help you with his good advice, both on the air and in person at his clinic. Again, I underscore that local number, the area code 352-735-1400, to talk to somebody in the office to make an appointment, either to go see Ken in person or on a Zoom call. It's a very cool experience. You'll like it, and it'll be very helpful to you. All right, let's talk about, we always have, it seems, every week there's something about dementia and Alzheimer's because it's such a huge problem. So there's some help here for people who are getting dementia because they're by themselves. Is that a cause? Can it be a cause of dementia?
Absolutely. Loneliness, social isolation raises the risk of dementia. And technology, you know, email, screens, here's where it can stimulate the brain. This is out of the Journal of the American Geriatric Society this week. So it's very important not to be alone and not to be stimulating that brain. Not exercising the brain will lead to dementia as we get older.
Exercise it. Well, but there are a lot of exercises. You can be reading Roget's Thesaurus, right? You can get a lot of stuff out of that. Anything that, reading magazines or doing puzzles or, you know, anything that stimulates your brain, it would seem. I think that's one of the reasons that I love still doing radio, because it's challenging. There's always something going on. Same with you, continuing to practice, because it stimulates your brain and keeps your body going as well. Just keep it, your body, you know, I think we've talked about this over the years any number of times. According to many of the things that you read about your body and its potential, if it wasn't for the things that we do, like eating wrong foods, smoking, that sort of thing, not getting enough exercise, not getting enough sleep, your body actually could live to be 145. And we've, you know, I don't know what life would be like. You wouldn't know. I think the last week there was the oldest woman in the world died. She was 116. You know, that seems to be about as far as people get. But imagine if the doctors were right and we didn't mess ourselves up, we could live to 145. So that would mean if you were 145 today, you could have been around at the end of the Civil War. Imagine that, huh? Think about that. It's pretty good. Well, maybe not the Civil War, but certainly the Industrial Revolution of the 1880s. The Industrial Revolution brought us a lot of changes in medicine, right? Isn't that when doctors started becoming more prominent? I mean, there were certainly doctors around, and they made house calls and stuff. But wouldn't you say the information that was available, the techniques that were available, isn't that? When did operating rooms come into existence? Wasn't it about that time? Was it? I'm thinking about all the people that got hurt and killed during the Civil War, and a lot of them died because they couldn't get medical treatment, right? You're just out in the, I suppose maybe that's true of any war, though it just seemed to be more pronounced then. Do you think I'm right, Ken, on that?
Well, I think probably World War One really more sterile technique. And, you know, antibiotics really didn't get introduced till World War Two.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Mm-hmm. So it's amazing how much of this is out of the modern era. But back in the Civil War, they were operating without sterility, you know, wide open.
Yeah.
Barely washed their hands.
Yeah. Put some whiskey on it and it'll be fine. Call me in the morning, as it were. All right. Let's get to more cannabis news. I know you like to, you think that I'm big on legalized cannabis. I perhaps was more interested in it when I thought I could grow it on my farm. But I'm not as critical. Maybe I don't know as much as you do. What's the latest on cannabis legalization?
Well, I heard that passion about cigarettes and nicotine. And then,
why don't I have it for cannabis?
To many of us in medicine, you know, who are trying to prevent illness, you know, we hear the passion in some, like yourself, gladly and good, about nicotine, but then we scratch our heads when we don't also hear the same passion about cannabis. And for recreational use, I don't mean for medical, actual medical mm-hmm. uses, but for right. recreational uses. And here we go. We just learned from the medical journal Preventive Medicine out recently that cannabis legalization has been tied to increases in pediatric asthma. So kids in areas where cannabis has been legalized for recreational use, there's this associated increase in asthma among children. And we all know in medicine that correlation is not necessarily cause and effect, but I think it definitely lights up this area, shines the light, and tells us we need to study this a lot more.
Yeah, well, I think there's no question that it isn't good for you, unless you're using it for medical purposes, and it is very helpful. I know a lot of people that have benefited from it who are suffering from the pain of cancer and certain operations. But it's a dividing line. The recreational use versus the medicinal use, certainly two different things. Here's something for the homeopaths and those who think that we never talk about vitamins here. Use of vitamin D. The more I read about this over the years, you started me thinking about it when we did the first measurement a number of years ago about how much vitamin D is in your system. So how do you know that? What do you measure? You just got my blood panel. I don't know if you've seen it yet or looked at it, but from my trip to Quest last Friday, what is there about vitamin D-A that doesn't show up and why we don't have it? Because many of us spend time in the sun. It's really kind of amazing that it doesn't show up. That was always my question to you. I take supplements. I'm out in the sun all the time. How come my vitamin D level isn't stronger?
Well, a couple of big picture first. You get vitamin D, which is a very important vitamin, which helps bodily processes, not only in the bones, but from head to toe. And the two ways you get it is from sunlight and also by eating it. And the problem where you are, you're pretty far up in the northern latitude, so the intensity of the sun is less, so you're not going to get as much from the sun as maybe somebody who lives near the equator. And the other issue, how you get it, is whether it's being absorbed. I recommend that everybody take their vitamin D with a meal, and it's absorbed so much better, and it has a much greater effect. But the news this week about vitamin D is, I guess we'll do this when we have a moment after the break.
No, you can tell it now. You can do it now.
Okay, the news this week about vitamin D comes out of the medical journal Melanoma Research. And what they discovered was, and they have not yet looked at the dose, more study needs to be done, but they noticed that in people who admitted to taking vitamin D supplement had fewer melanoma skin cancers. And this is so important. Melanoma can be deadly.
Mm-hmm.
And the take home is that taking some vitamin D can really prevent some of this. So what the exact dose should be for all of us was not answered by the study. This was all comers. Do you take any vitamin D supplement? If the answer was yes, you were in one column. No, you were in the other column. And more study for the ideal dose. I'll tell you what I do. I take a multivitamin every day that has 1,000 units of vitamin D in it. That's how I get mine. I take it after a meal. You can take on your own up to 2,000 units a day. You're taking more than that. Don't do it without a doctor's guidance, because vitamin D is a fat-soluble vitamin. It gets stored in the fat, and you can do yourself in with too much vitamin D and get vitamin D toxicity, which is very bad. So you want to thin, you want to really put that thread right in the needle and get the right amount. And the right amount is somewhere for most of us every day is about 1,000 to 2,000 units a day. Mm-hmm. Most of us about 1,000. But ask your doctor to check. It's really easy. Just ask your doctor with your yearly blood work, you know, check my vitamin D level.
How do you do that? What are you looking at when you look at the blood panel? Does it say specifically vitamin D, or is it something else that indicates it?
It'll say vitamin D and maybe a number after that, or maybe some other letters, but it'll say vitamin, the word vitamin, capital D, and maybe just that, or maybe some other numbers or letters. It's pretty clear. And you want it 30 or over and not higher than the reference range on your lab slip.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's the story. Vitamin D, very important. Maybe that's why I never had any melanoma or skin problems, because I'm out in the sun all the time on the farm in the summertime for like 10 months out of the year. I'm out in the sun 6-8 hours a day, but I have taken vitamin D for a long time from Standard Process, and I think maybe that's it, as you explained it that way. So
sunscreen and cover that skin.
All right, Dr. Ken and COVID up next here. Food for thought about those of you who are doctors, those of you who are farmers, those of you who have any type of business, small business, restaurants, etc., construction companies. Now you can go to covidpayment.com and get up to $26,000 per employee. You had five or more employees on your payroll between 2020 and 2021. This is nirvana for you. $26,000. Yep, you heard right. Go to covidpayment.com. You'll answer a few questions, simple questions, and then the accountants there will go to work. They'll do the rest. You get paid. They take a percentage of it. Bing, bang, boom. You can use it for a bonus to help your business, anything you want to do. But do it. Don't wait. This stuff is, we're about at the end of the line, I think. So get in on COVID payments now. Go to covidpayment.com. Get the $26,000 per employee that you could get. COVIDpayment.com.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running the business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Caledron. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix diet product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right. And don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Caledron at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller here, one of the great Caledron consultants at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
All right, let's quickly go through some of these COVID things, Ken. What happens if you are pregnant and you have COVID-19? What's the latest problem there?
To live with COVID, because I think that COVID is going to be around for a long, long time, and I think we're going to have to learn to live with it. And the way we're going to learn to live with it is by letting everybody know who is really at risk of severe disease and dying from it, and the rest of us who are not, and focus on the people at high risk and make sure that they're taken away from this risk and the rest of us can enjoy our lives. I think that's how we're going to live with this going forward, because I don't think it's going to go away.
No.
And this is a model for living with COVID. And one of the subgroups of people who are at high risk from COVID are pregnant women. And this is why women, if you're thinking about getting pregnant, you really want to think about that vaccine. Out of the BMJ Global Health Journal this week, we learned that COVID-19 during pregnancy raises a woman's risk of death sevenfold.
Wow.
So this is a big increase, and this is a group of people, you know, the elderly, the obese, the immunosuppressed, those who have multiple chronic illnesses. These are the subgroups who are especially vulnerable. We need to focus. We need to urge immunizations too. And pregnancy is one of them.
When you get a shot when you're pregnant, does the immunity go to the baby?
It does. And it's a fortunate thing. And it's a good thing. It does.
Yeah, I just wondered about that. All right, Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health with Doug Steffen. Next up, questions for Dr. Ken all over the place. As usual, a lot of people have questions, and there are questions in general from Ken's research, so we'll get to that in just a few moments here on Good Day Health.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
here.
Come
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boys, it is a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now for questions for Dr. Ken Cronos, 53 after the hour on the Good Day Health portion of the Good Day program. Dr. Ken and his research. A lot of people are asking about Lisa Marie Presley and what happened. I'm sure that you've read into it. The family letting a little bit more out of the bag, if you will, about her and what happened to her heart, cardiac arrest. It happened fairly quickly after the football player had the problems. He survived, she didn't. Do you have any insight into what was going on with her heart, Ken?
All I know is this past weekend I watched Police Squad, and I haven't laughed so hard in a long time.
She was in that, yes.
If you want some silliness in your life, just a good laugh, just one bit of silliness after the other, you know, just watch Miss Presley and a few others in Police Squad. If you like baseball, even if you don't, it's just a nice stress. Get the steam out of the ears. All we know is that she had, they're saying, maybe you know more, but I just heard that she had sudden death. And yeah. I haven't heard why her heart suddenly.
Well, her father and her grandmother died of the same thing.
I mean, I could speculate that, you know, that she wasn't living a heart healthy life.
No, she wasn't. She was, there were drugs off and on during her life, like her father. But her great grandmother didn't have drugs. And so that's a question. But anyway, it's a warning to those. We go back to the discussion about cannabis and other things when you're abusing your body for whatever the reason. It's going to shorten your lifespan, especially if you've got problems in your life that you've inherited from other members of
your family. The most recent statement from the L.A. County coroner so far is that they're just asking that more time be given following the first autopsy before they're going to reveal the cause of death. So, again, you know, this is a Carnac the Magician question you're asking me. And I would be, I'd like to see her tox screen, you know, and see what the drug screen was. And unfortunately, you know, that would certainly be the most concerning area. Whether there's a congenital, you said her grandmother also had the same problem. You know, then you would have to be wondering about something called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, where there's thickening of the heart muscle. This is one of the most common cause of getting sudden cardiac death. But usually this occurs in a younger person. This is the most common cause in the high school, on the athletic field, of sudden death. Congenital issues, a congenital coronary issue, where the coronary arteries are just not put down in their normal way, and they can get crimped by the bigger vessels of the body. But again, I would think that these would have occurred more earlier in her life. So let's wait and see. Instead of speculating, let's see what the LA County coroner comes up with, and then we can comment on the actual diagnosis without having to speculate.
All right, there are new guidelines people are wondering about. The aggressive treatment of childhood obesity. Certainly this isn't the first time we've talked about that. Obviously there are people that continue to study it. Parents and grandparents alike are worried about, well, I guess if they're conscious, if you look at some of these children, you wonder how the heck the parents allow them to get at 10, 12 years old as fat as they are. It's a real national problem. So what are the guidelines, Ken? Do you have insight into that?
Yes, I saw these guidelines, and they're a little concerning because for not adults, and adults are very different than children. One of the main points that all medical students learn early in their career is that children are not little adults. You have to think of them much differently. Whereas with adults were thinking more after diet and exercise about medicines and surgery, especially in adults right now, these amazing FDA-approved medications that allow you to lose 15 to 20% of your body weight and lower your risk of heart attacks. And these are amazing breakthroughs. But what is a little concerning is these new guidelines with children have added drugs and surgery. And I think, especially in children, before you start thinking about drugs and surgery, you really have to push the exercise and the diet. And, you know, how come our schools don't have any more like when we were growing up, physical education? And exactly, that's where the real emphasis in my mind should be.
Dr. Ken Kronos here. Good Day Health on the radio. Dr. Ken and Doug Steffen at 59 after the hour.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.